Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Midday show with Andy and Randy, AMA, every single day at 1:40. We'll start with Josh in Lawrenceville. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Once again, y'all my favorite show on the station. Y'all do a great job.
I love you too, Josh.
My question for you guys is, I went to the Goodwill last week, man, and I have a four-month-old son, and I found a Trey Young 18-month jersey and a Kyle Pitts 18-month jersey. Both of them Nike, both of them pristine. And, man, for y'all, what's the best Goodwill find y'all have ever had or secondhand thing y'all have ever gotten?
Oh man.
That's long list, my friend.
Yeah.
I found when I was a junior in high school, I found at a thrift store called Buffalo Exchange. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a national thing or not, but there was one in Seattle. And it was right before, like, the retro Jordan thing really started, before mm-hmm. they started re-releasing them.
Right.
There was a pair of almost mint condition fours, the black and red fours, mm-hmm. for $25.
Right.
My size, obviously I bought them. Incredible. Yeah. $25? Like, 2 years later, those, you couldn't find those for less than a couple hundred dollars anywhere.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I think, oh, man. Ain't been there in a long time.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
Been a while. I mean, I've sent plenty of stuff there, so some people have got some nice stuff.
Found some cool golf clubs.
I mean, you told me that one. I found this shirt that I still wear to this day. It was when I was in Georgia, this vintage Georgia t-shirt. I still wear it to this day.
That's awesome.
And it is definitely one of my favorite shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like it was bought back in the 90s.
Because it was.
But still, to this day, still one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah, that's a great question.
You got a lob wedge at Goodwill.
You can find some really nice golf equipment there.
And then also a 92.9 polo.
Seriously?
Yes.
My dad found
one. Dad had found it.
That's really funny. Did you buy it?
Yeah, I own it. It's like the nicest one I have.
I wonder whose it was.
I've tried to think through it. It's tough to break down, but it's an XL.
Okay. So, yeah, so it could be anybody. All right, Sean is in Dunwoody.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Sean.
Got Atlanta United question for you. When do you think Atlanta United's going to be relevant again?
Oh, God.
Any thoughts?
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Sean. I don't know. Because I know coming into this season, it was, you know, Garth got his guy. He got his guy, the guy that was right-hand man.
They got
Latte Laugh. Miguel's coming back with some of these home. I don't damn know.
Yeah.
All I know is this. I know the Tata rumor started a couple of weeks ago. He's one of those people, he leaves it better than when he found it.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know? So can he come back and find some more magic here in this city? I don't know.
He's reportedly in town today interviewing.
Okay. Yeah, so.
It seems like the right move to me.
It does. Yeah. It does. The thing with them is this. You lose who's the leader of this team?
Yeah.
And they got to find some leadership. They need to – you talked about this about a month ago. I mean, they got to find a darling act. They got to find somebody of that,
definitely.
You know, to just settle stuff down.
Love watching that guy play.
And then the guy you paid all that money to score goals –
well, it'd be nice if
he'd play. It'd be nice if he played.
I know they shut him down
but,
and all that.
Yeah,
like,
for him to score goals.
Yeah, Latte Laugh to score some goals.
Yes.
Will he be here? He'll be here, right? Okay. We don't have like a firm guarantee, but hopefully next year. Hopefully they can nail this offseason and it'll be next year. Brandon is in Braselton. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys? I'm a long-time listener, man. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys, man.
Love you, Brandon.
I got some good, some meat on the bone for you.
Right.
Coach Durkin, don't expect nobody from Auburn to leave at this moment. They are proud that I trained two of the five stars on there.
Okay.
So they had a meeting Sunday night. Just look for it. They are excited about Coach Durkin. And Randy, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Man. When are you going to kick it with me early? And Giovanni and Mario and Quiz.
Oh, these my people right. Oh, this my people up. Right here. This my folks right here, man. You done said all my partners from high school, man. That's all. He said all my.
Have a good day, man.
All
thanks
right,
for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he said all my damn boys from high school. This Durkin thing, it's kind of got some legs to it.
Yeah.
A little bit because you know
he had a. I mean, obviously, the way that it ended at Maryland, but like he had like some juice at Maryland.
Yeah, so that Durkin thing, because that was the name we were talking about. As far as if any of these interim coaches can maybe keep the position, they say it's him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, and freaking, we got Mike Locks got released up in Maryland.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Locks is out. He's out in Maryland. I'm sorry. He's out in Maryland. But yeah, I think that's the DJ Durkin thing. It got some legs. And I think if they beat freaking Auburn, I mean, Alabama, he's going to keep the job.
That'll help.
I just think, you know, they come out, they play hard for him. Who knows? But I have heard that DJ Durkin seems like, of all the interim coaches, that he can possibly be the one to get the job.
I've also read that, I mean, in order to get all those guys that they have, and they've got a talented roster, their recruiting staff has been doing a pretty good job.
Right.
Like, if they retain those guys that have the relationships with the players that they brought in, and you believe in the head coach, like you don't have to go out there and throw money at somebody.
That's true.
You know, because again, like they got a lot of really talented guys on that roster.
They do.
And part of it probably is they paid them because that's what you do. But yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. Good intel. We appreciate it. Gary is in the boondocks. Hey, Gary.
Hey. Hey, man. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, nice to have you back, Randy, man. A did a good job filling in for you Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday starting to run out of gas, man. I got two things for you. What do y'all think about you think the Falcons are going to go get Miko Hartman? And what happened to Justin Tucker? He's out there.
The kicker?
So I think they should go get him. And the last thing, I cracked me open some eggnog this weekend. Do you guys think it's too early for eggnog, or is that more around Thanksgiving time? I'll hang up and listen to your answer, man. Thank you.
A lot in there.
I think you can drink eggnog. I didn't know they had eggnog out right now, but I'm sure they got somewhere about on the back shelf in the liquor store.
Well, apparently Christmas just starts after Halloween now.
Well, but the great thing in my house, because you know it does in my house.
Right.
Well, I brought the box, because the boxes are downstairs. I brought the box out of the thing, right? And you know the hallway where you go to into the basement, right? It's sitting right there with the tree, all the decorations. And so all weekend, I'm just sitting there like, please do not ask for these things up. But she was busy, her friends were in town and everything. So I got away with it this weekend. They're not up. And then my boy, my homeboy, my partner, my ace, my three-year-old Bash made a mess where the tree goes. So now it's like, okay. So I might got two more weeks.
That's great.
I might got two more weeks. Now the decorations are all out. But they just ain't up yet.
Good.
Getting
the decorations out is half the battle.
Yeah, they just ain't there.
We got 26 boxes.
Yeah, they just ain't up yet. That's the biggest thing.
26?
Y'all added like four?
Last year, somehow, we added four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it happens. They're like, they're like rabbits. They just multiply. Justin Tucker got in some legal trouble.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be kicking anymore. You can Google it.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Mecole Hardman.
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. He don't play well unless he's with the Saints. I mean, with the Chiefs anyway.
I don't really like eggnog.
I drink it Christmas Eve only.
With, obviously, additives.
Yeah, Chattanooga whiskey.
Perfect.
Yeah.
My wife got, for her birthday, her parents got her the, like, the moose mug. From Christmas Vacation that they were drinking eggnog out of.
Uh-huh.
So she has a good eggnog moose mug. So that'll be kind of
cool. She likes eggnog?
She likes decorative mugs. more than eggnog. But yeah, I think she likes eggnog enough. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Oh, Lox is still in Maryland? Oh, okay.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, for taking my call, and I love the show. I don't know if I got a great question. It's an aggravating question because it's about these regular Falcons we're dealing with.
Okay.
Should we trade out Tyler Allgeier since we're not using him, trade him and get a wide receiver to help Drake or some kind of draft pick we can trade to get our first-round pick back? Because it looks like we're going to be drafting higher than what we expect. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, Corey.
There's nothing out there that's going to get you your first-round pick back unless you trade what you got for your first-round pick.
Right.
Unless you give up what you
– Allgeier's not going to get you a first-round
pick. Yeah, Allgeier's not going to get you a first-round pick. You got like 3 hours until – I mean, two hours or 10 minutes for something to happen as far as the trade deadline.
That's the dorky thing I was talking about.
Oh, that thing.
Hanging their hats on that coat.
Yeah, a bunch of dorks.
How are they going to know who's whose?
I just – yeah, somebody
they all might, look the same. Hopefully nobody has lice.
I was about to say somebody might get hit lice because probably 1 in 10 of them got it.
That's the odds.
Yeah, probably one in ten people got head lice.
1 in 10 college football committee members have head lice.
Yeah, man.
You didn't know that?
You better get that little black comb they used to give you.
God.
Part and scratch.
Have you had to deal with that as a parent where there was a lice outbreak at the school or anything like that?
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Luckily, we haven't had that either. What an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, dog. Not that I know of.
And you got kids with lots of good hair.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But not that I've heard of anything as far as lice. That is, like, I don't play about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lice.
They had a hand, foot, and mouth at Jack's daycare one time.
And just bless the Lord, because I've had a partner whose child had that.
Yeah, Jack got it.
Yeah, and I was like,
it wasn't great.
It seems like it's the worst thing.
Very gross.
Poor baby. Yep. And then you got, I mean, I love my children no matter what. I mean, their face can fall off, and I still love them. But that's,
I know, it's, you know.
You want to scratch it for them.
I know. And then, they want to cuddle on you. And it's like, I don't know.
Hold
on,
Pippin.
I don't want that.
Yeah, dog. Could you imagine a grown man coming in here with that?
Yeah, and then tried to say it was hand, foot, and mouth. And you're like, yeah, right. Yeah,
you
right.
You got that stuff on you. Put your whole cheek in it.
So you had a pretty good good weekend.
Put your cheek in it.
Oh man. Yeah. Who hasn't? All right, Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, fellas, I come to y'all with all seriousness today. I have a question. I need some advice.
Okay.
I got a coworker that smells repulsive. And that's a strong word.
Sure.
To the point, yesterday, literally, this guy was standing next to me, and my stomach got queasy. And every time I saw him after that, my stomach got queasy. Should I go straight to HR, or should I have a conversation directly with him and have ever had to deal with this situation?
Yes, I have.
I ain't never stank before, so I don't know the ramifications of being stanking around folks.
Right, now,
I know
you smelled.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been Mo in this situation.
Yes, and so I think it's more of a situation where if you're not good at talking to people, you ask somebody to talk to them for you. But if you got a relationship with somebody that's musty.
I think that's important part of it.
Yeah, it's important.
Because if I don't really know the person very well, that's a hard first conversation.
Yeah, hey man, you stink.
No, you're right.
You don't want to do it like that.
Yeah.
What's like the nicest way you can approach someone with that commentary? Like, hey man, hygiene's an important part of my lifestyle.
Or like you just mentioned, like
make it an important part of yours.
No,
I'll tell you what I did.
Or you just go passive aggressive.
I just was like,
on name note.
You know what I do? I always keep. I keep deodorant in my bag, but I applied it publicly and was like, you know, I'm thankful I keep deodorant in my bag just in case, and kind of said it aloud. Just in case, you know.
That's assuming they. No, this is what you got to do.
You think they
now
know?
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
You said that to me, I think it was. Is that a message to me?
And you've smelled much better since
All you got to do is go be y'all around and just like, damn, somebody stank. That's all you got
to
do.
You got to be in a group, though, for that to work.
But then you say, damn, somebody stank, then you smell yourself.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you said, it ain't me.
No,
and then hopefully they smelled themselves.
That's definitely like the middle school approach to it. That's a really good. You have to shame somebody into doing it.
How many people has. That's got to be a 4-person or more. You can't do that with 3 or less.
No.
Elevator?
No. You can do
two
that
people?
Next to them. Like, damn.
Oh, no.
But you got to look around, though. Like, right, damn, somebody stank
up
in here.
You got to make it seem like you don't know that it's
them. Yeah, yeah. Damn, somebody stank up in here. Then you like,
is it me?
No, it ain't me.
Oh, okay, good. It's not me. Whoo, I'm glad it's
and
not
then
me.
If they
process
don't that,
of elimination.
Then you sit there and say, you'll smell it. You'll smell
Yeah, that's exactly what
he did. That high-pitched voice, like, you don't smell it?
Exactly, because that makes it way more believable.
Yeah.
Okay, so we solved your problem.
There you go, Mo.
Do that. That's really good. Man, thankful that's not me.
Yeah, man.
Thankful that's not me. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Jamal Banks called me musty after PE class in fourth grade. One time and one time only.
Yeah, man.
Somebody's musty, and then everyone's laughing at me.
Well, yeah, we just got it musky for some reason. Musky. Why did it come out musky?
I don't know.
Musty.
Why was Jamal so mean?
I don't know. Hey, Gunner took a swaggy knee. And before we got B.A. on the damn broadcast today, B.A. said, he rode his voice hard this weekend.
Yeah, like an old
like an old-ass Oldsmobile. I rode my voice hard this week.
Completely out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of context, this was said. At least he doesn't do it to his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Apparently, Tom Brady uses rhino serums and his skin is stapled to his face.
Yes.
We're the same age. That makes me feel great about myself.
Yeah, you look way better than him.
Hell yeah, you do.
One in 10 adults apparently have head lice.
Yes.
And some things are arranged murder.
Some are.
Some are.
Not everything's an accident, okay? Keep your head on a swivel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Watch out now!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.